Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, let me just go something on a... Well, I was going to say on a lighter note, but it's not really lighter. A very interesting email. It says, "Hi, guys. I have a very embarrassing problem I need discussed on the air. I'm married 5 years. I have a 3-year-old child. Myself and my husband are in our early 30s. Last week, we had the week from hell in our house, and we still haven't recovered. Both myself and my husband are working from home because of the COVID, which has, all in all, been a good experience for the family. But last Monday week, my husband seemed really on edge, and I kept asking him, is he okay? And he just kept pawning me off. Eventually, I just said, I know there's something wrong with you. And I begged him to come clean as I feared he was depressed. It seems he was depressed, but not because of the COVID. It was a lot more sinister. I sat down with him and he started crying and said, I'm a cross-dresser. And he was frustrated, as I'm home now all the time, that he doesn't get to dress up while I'm out. But anyway, I just walked out the door as I just couldn't handle this information. I initially thought I was hearing things, or he was winding me up, or he was actually... But he was actually effing serious. I just needed to process the information. And while I sat in my car in the local car park, he was ringing my phone over and over again. I just couldn't answer it. I then started to think about all the times I had noticed stuff moved in my underwear drawer and dresses I had noticed moved in the house, as he would be about the same build as me apart from our shoe size. I went home, begged him to say he was joking, and sadly, he wasn't. And yes, he admitted he was and had been using my clothes and makeup, as well as a hidden stash of makeup that he had when I was in work and when he was alone. He begged me to understand, and I said I would think about it if this stopped, and he said he couldn't stop. I asked him if it was sexual, and he insisted it wasn't, that it was just that he felt the need to express his femininity. I lost it when he said that. As I didn't marry a feminine man, I married a man, not a man who wants to be a woman now and again. I have told him I'm devastated and that we need to reconsider the marriage, as I just cannot deal with this situation, nor should I have to. And I told him he could do his freaky behaviour somewhere else, but not in our home. I talked to my friend on the phone and she said that it was 2020 and many men do this. Well, by the way, can I just point out, whether it's 2020 or not, I don't know any man that does this, by the way, can I just point that out? So many men don't do it, some men do. And it's not the end of the world, she said. I don't agree. And I really think our marriage is over. Help. Help. Please. Well, what would you do in that situation? What advice would you give him? Okay, I want you to pretend this is a mate of yours coming to you, right? Be you male or female. I want you to pretend a mate of yours has just come to you and said, my husband is dressing up in me clothes at night. Or has just come clean and told me that he's a cross-dresser. How would you react?
I'd tell her to get rid of him.
Would you?
Away.
Oh, would you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'd say some first and says, what's the purpose of doing it for? Like, and if he was doing it for no apparent reason, I'd say, you go, like, you know?
I mean, I understand that deceiving her is a bad thing, right? But getting rid of him.
As well.
Maybe supporting him, would that not be the idea, no?
Well, you could support him in a way, but it depends on the kind of what way is he doing it, like, you know? Because if he's doing it, like, for no apparent reason, or if he's just doing it just to destroy the marriage, I'd have no sympathy for him.
Well,
you know?
Well, I wouldn't say he's doing it on purpose to destroy the marriage. Well, Lisa, he's still there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
He'd tell the wife to get rid of him.
Well, that means he never loved... She never kind of loved him then, really, if you look at it that way.
But he's been living... I mean, well, in fairness, he's been living a lie to her, hasn't he?
Yeah, I suppose. But, you know, she's got to try and understand him, talk to him. And if she can't get around the explanation he gives her... the fact that that's the way he is, then go. But give him a chance. He could obviously give it up and still be the same man. Still the same man, isn't he?
Yeah.
He just wears clothes. Different ladies' clothes. He's still the same guy she married.
Well, he's not really the same guy. The guy she married, and she says it in an email quite clearly, was a man's man. She doesn't believe this is a man's man. She said he's reaching into his feminine side. That's not what she wanted.
Jesus. Well, I don't believe in that. I think... she should just give him a chance.
Right. Okay, well, stay there for a second and stay there, Joe, by the way. Kev, that's a very disturbing text, can I just say. I'm going to need therapy to get that thought out of my head. Let me go to Sonia. Sonia, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Sonia?
How are you, Niall? Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. Sonia, I mean, are you married, by the way, Sonia?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Good thing. All right. Okay, so what would you do if you had a boyfriend and he told you that he dressed up in women's clothes?
Well, first of all, I'd be a tiny little bit surprised, obviously, because I would have seen him as a completely different person, and then he would come out as something like that.
Yeah.
But then after the
shock,
away,
yeah.
I'd be like, okay, are you doing anything else? Are you cheating on me? Are you dying? Are we in debt or whatever? Is this the only issue you have? If that's it, fine, okay.
Okay, so this would be the least of your worries, is what you're trying
to
say.
That would be the least of my worries, especially with this situation we're in now.
Okay, well, that aside, that's why this obviously came to a head, because of COVID. They were both working at home.
Yeah.
Whereas before, he was probably waiting until she went to work to do it. And yeah. now she's working at home, so he can't. So he had to tell her and come clean. Okay, but I mean, Sonia, realistically, could you handle your other half turning around and saying, listen, can I borrow your bra?
What?
One of your boyfriends used to be a cross-dresser.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
And I found out by accident. What happened was, I went online and I looked up his profile, and he was in the dress in his profile, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, and he talked to me and he explained it. He was a builder, he was the biggest, fine, macho looking fella.
Right.
And he just said that it made him, it relaxed him after work.
So what, after work, he'd come home after hard day's work on the site, he'd jump into a little pair of Victoria's Secrets and a little dress, a bit of makeup on him, and sit and watch telly.
That was it, yeah?
Joe! Are you still there?
I am.
Are you listening to this, Joe?
I am. I'm listening to it, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, would you find that relaxing, Joe, after a hard day's work, to jump into a little pair of, you know, little skimpy underwear and a bra? Would you? I mean...
I don't think I'd have the figure for it, but if I was tempted, I might. If I got paid for it, probably.
Yeah, I mean, would that concern you, Joe, if a fellow was doing that?
Well, if it was someone I knew and I was very friendly, I would be a bit concerned. You know, I just wonder if he's just that his mind is not, he's not really
thinking properly.
Is he having kind of mental instability or something, you know?
I mean, what was, Sonia, he said it relaxed him.
Yeah, it relaxed
him. Could you not say, you know, take out a PlayStation or a book and a cup of coffee instead of cross-dressing?
I don't know, maybe it was just his thing. Like, I think that the idea of dressing up is no big deal. Like, I mean, if she's married, wasn't the whole point of getting married that you're there for better or for worse and sickness and
death? Ah, yeah, but there's a limit to how far that stretches.
I know, but still.
You know, it depends. There's different circumstances that, you know, changes that contract a little bit. You know what I mean?
I'd be delighted if I knew, like, I wouldn't be delighted, obviously, if I found out someone was lying to me. But then if I found out he wasn't cheating, he wasn't taking all my money, he wasn't abusing me or anything, and then the only issue I really had was my husband is dressing up in my underwear, I think there could be a lot worse things happening to me.
I mean, don't get me wrong, if he was doing it as part of the, you know, the sexual fetish act, or whether and it was a mutual thing between the two of you that you agreed on, you know, whatever floats your boat. But but he was doing it behind her back, which is a bad thing, firstly. He should
have
been.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, okay. But still, I mean, a lot of women would say, I am not interested in a man who dresses in my clothes. I want a macho man. I want an all man.
Macho man and an all man in today's society.
A man! A masculine man!
So a fella that can take care of you or something, isn't
it? No, not necessarily. He just... How you doing, Jer?
How you doing, Al? How are you?
Jer, I mean, so this woman finds out after 5 years of marriage that her husband is dressing up in her clothes when she's not around. I mean, it's not a nice thing to find out. It comes out of a shock, but what should she do?
Well, I think she should go with it. Give it a try. She might enjoy it.
What? Enjoy seeing him in her clothes.
Yeah. Why not? Look, I'm a guy and I like to see a woman walking out with just a nail short on when they're walking around the house. I think it looks very attractive.
Oh, well, that's a different kettle of fish. I think it works differently the other way around.
I do think it does.
A male short, a male short fits a woman, right? Depending on, obviously, her size. But it fits a woman. But a bra doesn't fit a man.
Well, you know, some men do need to wear bras. That's
a different story.
2020, you can buy lingerie, you can buy knee-high boots designed to fit men. You can buy, what do you call it? I was going to call them briefs.
Briefs?
You can buy knickers, which are designed to hold the man in there in a certain way, because we live in 2020. You never know. It might be fun.
And have you ever tried it yourself?
No, it's not my thing.
No, it's not my thing either. Because okay, so the whole point is she thought it wasn't his thing, and she married a man that it wasn't his thing. Joe, are you listening to this fella?
I am, Niall. Yeah,
yeah. Would you start before I go? Before, like, one of your other.
No, hang on, Ger. Hang on. I don't have much time. Joe, are you there?
I am, Niall. Yeah,
Ger says it's 2020. You know, she might actually enjoy it watching him dressing up in her underwear.
Well, I suppose with the way things are in this day in this day and age, we might have no other choice.
She won't be allowed out to find another fella, so you know you have to go what you have at this stage.
Yeah, but she wanted a man's man. She said she married a man's man.
He is still the same guy. Just her perception.
Well, he's not really
changed.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's
not.
Still
he's not.
The same guy.
No, he's not. He's a guy that dresses up as a girl. He's not the
but
same
he always
guy.
Has.
Sonia, is he the same guy?
What?
Is he the same guy? He's not the same guy. He's a guy that dresses up as a girl.
No, she just found out his secret, unfortunately, that he wasn't willing to share.
Exactly.
The guy
the
that
same
I
guy,
knew
though.
Was the exact same man that I spoke to every single day, and he just happened to wear on. Although I wouldn't like him wearing mine.
I mean, can you imagine the two of you arguing over who's going to Penny's to get the bargains this weekend?
But this is the thing, she could do it together. They can both pick out their own makeup.
Stop, would you, Jerry? Jerry, you're taking the piss now at this stage, aren't you?
I'm deadly serious.
So again, she should say to him, come on, we go down to Penny's together and I'll pick you up some nice undies.
Come here, I have two daughters and I go into MAC Makeup and I pick up MAC Makeup with them, or I have to go in on my own sometimes.
Yeah, but you're not picking it up for yourself.
True, but guys do two things like this, like we do.
Would you wear a bit of makeup, Jerry?
Would I?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not against putting a bit of cover up on.
I wore makeup, but it's only when I'm on the telly. That's
wouldn't
different.
Wouldn't you go for eyeliner or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't wear it anywhere else apart from when I'm on the television. And that's not my choice. They do it for you.
You know, if you're getting like your driver's license and you have it for 10 years, a bit of a cover up to cover up the old spots and that, like, you know?
Yeah. A bit of concealer. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think it is a bit unfair that women get away with that. You know, covering. They get away with making themselves look prettier all the time. Whereas us men just have to deal with the face we're given.
Yeah, well, that's why we grow beards, isn't it?
Is it? Is that why we grow beards? Listen, Jared, thank you very much indeed. Sonia, thank you very much indeed. We may continue that conversation a bit later. We can get more into the nitty gritty of it after 9 o'clock.